Hello and welcome to Cesse Says So. This is a biology revision podcast aimed to help you with your GCSE biology revision. Before I get into this episode's topic, make sure you subscribe to my podcast and follow me at Cesse Says So on all social media. So in this episode, we'll be looking at the topic Inheritance Part 1. So by the end of this episode, you should be able to know the definition of key genetic terms, describe the patterns of monohybrid inheritance, and describe how the sex of an offspring can be determined. So, without further ado, let's get into it. There are a number of key terms within inheritance that are used, so this segment will be dedicated to going through some of these key terms. DNA stands for deoxyribose nucleic acid. This is the genetic information found in the nucleus of a cell. A base. This is a subunit of a nucleotide in a DNA. There are four different bases: adenine, cytosine, thymine, and guanine. Gene. A section of a DNA that codes for a specific protein. A chromosome. Thread-like structure made up of tightly coiled DNA. Homologous. A pair of chromosomes that are similar in size and contain genes in the same position. Haploid. A single set of chromosomes, one from each homologous pair. Diploid. Two sets of chromosomes, both members of a homologous pair present. Locus. The position of a gene in a chromosome. Allele. An alternative form of a gene. Genotype. The alleles present for a particular gene that determine the phenotype. Phenotype. The physical characteristic determined by the genotype and environment. Dominant, usually represented by a capital letter. It is the allele that is always expressed when one or two copies are present. Recessive, usually represented with a lowercase letter. Two copies of the allele should be present for the phenotype to be expressed. Homozygous. A pair of alleles that are the same, for example, capital A, or lowercase a. Heterozygous. A pair of alleles that are different, for example, capital A, lowercase a. Mitosis. Cell division that produces genetically identical cells. Meiosis. Cell division that produces gametes with half the number of chromosomes. Protein synthesis. The process where proteins are produced determined by a gene. Transcription, the process of copying DNA to RNA. And translation, the process of converting RNA into a polypeptide chain and therefore a protein. Okay, well, it's time for our first pit stop. In this pit stop, you have to identify the correct term based on the definition given. Number one. A single set of chromosomes, one from each homologous pair. Number two, usually represented with a lowercase letter. Two copies of the allele should be present for a phenotype to be expressed. And then finally, number three, the alternative form of a gene. Okay, you know what to do. Pause the podcast, think about the answers to those questions. I will be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, 1. So you had to identify the correct term based on the definitions given. So number one, a single set of chromosomes, one from each homologous pair. This is the definition of haploid. Number two, usually represented with a lowercase letter, two copies of the allele should be present for the phenotype to be expressed. This is the definition of recessive. And then finally, number three, an alternative form of a gene. This is the definition of an allele. Okay, so if you got those correct, great job. And now we're going to move on into the next segment. Monohybrid inheritance is the inheritance of a single characteristic. For example, eye color. In this segment, I will talk you through a worked example of determining the eye color of offspring. It would help if you have a pen and paper. A genetic diagram can determine the chances of the offspring inheriting the characteristic, in this case, eye color. So in the example that we're about to go through, the father has a phenotype of brown eyes, and his genotype is heterozygous, and the mother has a phenotype of blue eyes. Remember, blue eyes are recessive to brown eyes. Step 1. Identify the parent's genotype. The father is heterozygous brown eyes and the mother has blue eyes. The gene for eye colour will be represented using the letter B. A capital B portrays the dominant allele, which codes for brown eyes, and a lowercase b portrays the recessive allele, which codes for blue eyes. As the father is heterozygous brown eyes, he will have a genotype capital B lowercase b, and as the mother has blue eyes, she has the genotype lowercase b lowercase b. Step 2. Identify the possible gametes. For this, you separate the genotype of the mother and father. Gametes are haploid, so have half the number of chromosomes. So for the father, he will have two gametes, one with the allele capital B, the other with the allele lowercase b. The mother will also have two gametes. Each gamete will have the lowercase b allele, as the mother's genotype is homozygous. Step 3. Crossing over. This is when you come up with all the possible combinations of the gametes from the mother and the father. I would like you to imagine a square. Now separate that square into four segments. Along the top of the square, place the male genotype capital B above the first column and lowercase b above the second column. Along the side of the square, place the mother's genotype next to the first row, write lowercase b, and next to the second row, write lowercase b. Now you match the letters together to form a genotype. So column 1, row 1, will give you the genotype capital B, lowercase b. Column 2, row 1, will give you the genotype lowercase b, lowercase b. Column 1, row 2, will give you the genotype capital B, lowercase b. And column 2, row 2, will give you the genotype lowercase b, lowercase b. Step 4. Determine the genotype, phenotype of offspring. So 50% of the offspring will have the genotype capital B, lowercase b, which means 50% of the offspring have the phenotype of brown eyes. The other 50% of offspring will have the genotype lowercase b, lowercase b, which means 50% of offspring have the phenotype of blue eyes. Okay, well, it's time for our second pit stop. In this pit stop, you have to answer the following questions. Number 1. What allele was used to represent brown eyes? Number 2. What are the possible gametes produced from the genotype capital B, lowercase b? And finally, number 3. What is the phenotype of someone with the genotype capital B, capital B? Okay, pause the podcast, think about the answers to those questions, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, 1. So you had to answer the following questions. Number 1, what allele was used to represent brown eyes? The correct answer for this is a capital B. Number 2, what are the possible gametes produced from the genotype capital B, lowercase b? Remember, all you have to do is separate it. So one gamete would contain the allele capital B, and the other gamete will contain the allele lowercase b. And finally, question number 3, what is the phenotype of someone with the genotype capital B, capital B? The correct answer for this is brown eyes. Okay, well, if you got those right, awesome job. And now we're going to move on into the final segment. In humans, the diploid number is 46. So all cells in your body each contain 46 chromosomes. The exception to this rule are the gametes, which contain 23 chromosomes, and are therefore referred to as haploid cells. The 46 chromosomes are usually found in homologous pairs. So we can also describe diploid cells as having 23 pairs of chromosomes. The 23rd pair are referred to as the sex chromosomes, as they determine the sex of the offspring. This can be worked out rather simply. The father, who is male, will have the genotype XY. The mother, who is female, will have the genotype XX. Again, I would like you to imagine a square. Now separate that square into four segments. Along the top of the square, place the male genotype, X above the first column and Y above the second column. Along the side of the square, place the mother's genotype, X next to the first row and X next to the second row. Now you match all the letters together to form the possible genotypes of the offspring. Column 1, row 1 will be XX. Column 2, row 1 will be XY. Column 1, row 2 will be XX, and column 2, row 2 will be XY. Therefore, it's 50% chance that the offspring will be male and 50% chance that the offspring will be female. Okay, well, it's time for our final pit stop. Okay, these are the end of episode summary questions, so get a notepad, book, or use your phone so that you can write down your answers. Number 1. What is the haploid number for humans? Number 2. What is the genotype of a male individual and a female individual? And then finally, number 3. Define the term diploid. Okay, well, you know what to do. Pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to write down those answers, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so you had to answer the following questions. Number 1, what is the haploid number for humans? The correct answer for this is 23. Number 2, what is the genotype for the male individual and a female individual? The correct answer for this is male has the genotype XY and female has the genotype XX. And then finally, number 3, define the term diploid. The answer for this is two sets of chromosomes, both members of a homologous pair. So if you got all of those answers correct, great job. And now we're going to move on into the closing segment. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Inheritance Part 1 in a nutshell. Remember to take full advantage of these episodes, and you can listen to them as many times as possible. Please be sure to follow me on my social platforms at Sese Says So on Instagram for daily biology updates, and subscribe to my podcast channel, now streaming on most streaming platforms. So join me again for the next episode, where I'll be reviewing the topic Inheritance Part 2. Why? Because Sese says so.